When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought 2 wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first 3 orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back on a Misery Monday, brought to you by Chenega Miles, 2024 Top Workplace. Visit careerswithmios.com. Junkies talking about the latest loss. First one in a month. They won 3 games in a row.
This isn't the best way to frame it. It's not like you're making it sound like you're losing a bunch of games. That game was kind of an outlier.
This is the way I look at it. Look, they're for real. And I think everyone knows that.
Yeah.
And they lost to a really good team.
Mm-hmm.
All right, there are a few plays. You can talk about the drops and the muff punt. Yeah, sure. I mean, you're not going to play a perfect game. You lost to a damn good team. And I think the Eagle game on Thursday is the biggest of the two, clearly. But, this is a game that the Commanders would have lost by 3 touchdowns last year.
No, easily.
I totally agree with you. The problem is the narrative will be, until proven otherwise, that they lost to a winning team, another winning team. They can't beat a winning team. You know, they can't beat a good team.
Well, they are. Yeah, I mean,
I agree with you. We are good.
They are still building to get to that point.
But again, it's year one. This is all kind of unexpected. No one expected this team to be where they are right now.
But the construction is going quicker than people expect.
Oh, quicker. That's what you were hoping for when Dan Quinn comes in. You draft Jaden Daniels. Nobody thought it'd be this quick of a turnaround.
No.
And through 10 games, the Commanders are sitting at 7-3. So
and
still in a good spot.
Midseason reinforcements coming with the Lattimore pickup.
Now, I'm a little worried that it sounds like Marshawn Lattimore might be iffy for Thursday night against the Eagles.
Yeah,
like I was
kind of
banking
big
on him being there.
Yeah, but that's okay. This is a long play.
I know it's a
long play.
But I'd like to see Lattimore opposite A.J. Brown on Thursday night. We might not get
you
that.
You might. Possible. You might.
Jason's
we'll
right,
see.
Though. You go toe-to-toe against the Steelers.
Right.
Very winnable game. The thing that concerns me is the Steelers' defense limits them to 242 total yards.
Mm-hmm.
And this offense has been so explosive all season long. You have 6 punts in the game. There were games where Tress Way didn't punt the ball at all. So you wonder, I don't think it's the case, but you wonder if that defense gave other teams a blueprint on how to contain Jaden Daniels.
Well,
now, they have special players and a different style defense, but maybe there's a little bit of a formula in terms of limiting his running.
That's the most formidable defense they've faced all season and probably will face throughout the entire season.
Until the playoffs.
Well, Philly's defense is playing a lot better than they were. But I would agree, that might be the game plan, but you have to have the assets.
Yeah, you have to have the personnel to execute.
And maybe
whatever
Philly or whoever else, Dallas, doesn't have that. But Pittsburgh, defensively, they do.
No, they do. They're legit, and you tip your cap to them. They beat us, but we still scored 27 points. All that being said, Jaden had his worst game rushing, missed a few throws that he's made this year. We still scored 27.
27, and they had the ball for less than 24 minutes.
Yeah. I'd be a little terrified of Saquon Barkley, though, because we've seen what has happened with running backs against the Commanders' defense. Now, I thought they played really good rush defense overall against Najee Harris and the Steelers' running backs.
Mm-hmm.
But Saquon's in a different class.
100%. And Hurts can run, too.
Well, Hurts has eight rushing touchdowns in the 5-game win streak. Like, he is on fire.
I think he's got 18 total touchdowns in the last 5 weeks.
He's got 8 touchdown passes, 1 pick in the 5-game win streak as well. So he is He's now, elevating.
Look, he didn't take care of the ball yesterday early right. in that game and fumbled it, and then he threw the pick. So he turned the ball over early. But overall, in the last 5 weeks in this winning streak, he's been really good. But Barkley's going to do his thing.
Now, their win streak, it's a little suspect. The five wins that they've strung together, the teams are a combined 13-35.
Well, so they've got to beat them.
They've been beating up on some weaklings.
Problem is, yeah. You could say the same thing about us.
That's true.
That's the problem.
But probably not to that extent, not 13-35.
It'll be a great test.
Absolutely.
It'll be a great test. And one thing that I think is a little undersold is I still think even though defensively we weren't perfect, they've made great strides defensively. Mm-hmm. Even though St. Jude still gets burnt, you know, once or twice a week, they're tackling better on the whole, even though it wasn't their best game yesterday. What Joe Witt and Dan Quinn are getting out of this defense, based on what we saw in the first couple weeks, mm-hmm. I think is remarkable.
And if Lattimore can play, it's a game changer. Hold because it. You're facing two stud receivers mm-hmm. in A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith.
Right.
Goddard, by the way, came back, too.
He
so you have
back.
A threat
yep.
at tight end. But Lattimore can take away one of those guys, at least limit one of those guys, if he plays.
And my guess is against Philly, we're probably not going to fumble a punt. We're probably not going to drop seven
not.
Or eight passes. I think you'll see a little crisper, a little better offense. Whether or not we'll be able to stop and slow down Barkley mm-hmm. and Hurts, who knows? Probably unlikely.
Now, it's a short week for both teams. It's actually shorter for Philly because they played the later game.
Yeah.
But the short week would concern me a little bit, especially since B-Rob has missed 2 weeks. Lattimore hasn't been out on the practice field yet. I would hope that Lattimore would play because you need him in this game.
I think you're going
to
see.
But the short week to play a game that's so big in the division, yeah. that would concern me.
I think you're going to see a bigger rushing impact, obviously, from Jaden Daniels in this game than against the Steelers. Held to 5 yards in the Steelers game. I think he's going to have a big rushing game, like 40-plus rushing yards, hopefully finds the end zone, hasn't scored a rushing touchdown in 6 straight games. And I think the Commanders' offense would like to see him score a rushing touchdown.
What will help is health, and we haven't even talked about the sort of the banged-up offensive line. I mean, mm-hmm. Wiley didn't play. You had Trent Scott in there, arguably their fourth tackle.
He's not good.
I mean, you know, he's...
He did a fine job, but he's not good.
Yeah, Biotis gets banged up with an ankle injury.
Biotis is banged
up
the middle.
Concerning.
We've learned over the last several years how important it is
yeah.
to be stout in the middle. We don't have our complementary left tackle. So there's a lot of issues there. There's a lot of health issues that are starting to creep up with this team. Once they get that addressed, I expect this offense to start humming again.
I'll put this up as the Junkies poll of the day, brought to you by Scotty's Vodka, Maryland Made, Super Smooth, Love Throughout the DMV. And it's kind of a temperature check. Do you still are your feelings about this team unchanged, or are they changed after yesterday's game? I would say unchanged, not really fazed by the loss. They went toe to toe with one of the big boys.
Yeah,
they're on track
to win 10 or 11 games after what they win last year.
Four games.
I mean, they're on a remarkable track.
Still optimistic. Now the game at Philly is going to be tough on a short week. And you got some beat up guys. I mean, the week 14 bye isn't helping this Commanders team. That late bye mm-mm. is kind of crushing them. But you've got two big fat tomato cans lined up at home before the bye in Dallas and the Tennessee Titans. Like, even if you drop the game in Philly, you should look at those games as must wins heading into the bye.
Isn't that funny how we're saying Dallas is a tomato can?
Well,
I mean, sounds so weird.
You saw what Philly did to them over the weekend.
No, I agree with you. They are.
Yeah.
That just sounds so strange
yeah.
that you're looking at Dallas on the schedule going, that's an
that
easy win.
They are in free
They're
fall.
They're an atrocity, I know.
Complete disarray right now.
Yeah.
All right, you want to bang out a couple of these calls?
Sure.
Let's see what the people are feeling. Let's go to Rick in Charlestown. Rick, what's up, buddy? You're on with the Junkies.
Hey, good morning, Junks. Thanks for taking my call.
Mm-hmm.
And my feelings have changed since Daniels had his rib injury. I mean, when you're looking at the game, look how many times after Daniels goes to the sideline, he just sits, not talking to anybody. He's not as, you know, upbeat as he was in the games before his injury. And it's kind of like...
I don't see that.
Games. I haven't seen that.
I just
that.
See a guy totally calm, totally locked in.
Right.
I'm so impressed by how sort of unfazed he is on the sideline. I'm just blown away by the
cool
kid's maturity.
Customer. That's what yeah. he is.
He's the coolest kid in that stadium.
Yep.
But he doesn't get too high when things are going great, and he doesn't get too low.
And again...
Stays medium like Jim Zorn cakes.
That's what you're supposed to do, JP.
He said clearly afterward in the press conference that the rib is still there,
mm-hmm.
but, you know, he's just... He hasn't missed a snap since, you know, he's come back.
Yep.
And I'm telling you, watch that McCaffrey throw on the left sideline. It was a missile.
Oh, he can still deliver the ball.
I have no issues with his ribs. If he misses a throw, it's not because he's hurt. Dude, he misses a throw because he's human.
Also, the throw to Terry McLaurin on the sideline was a perfect ball.
Oh, yeah, perfect.
Great catch by Terry McLaurin.
Yeah.
Perfect ball.
I think
McLaurin was a little off yesterday.
I think McLaurin needs to be targeted more. I don't know how they do it, but he's just got to be, because he doesn't drop balls.
I thought they were going to him on fourth down instead of Ertz.
I think McLaurin's got to be one of those Malik Neighbors, Justin Jefferson, Jamar Chase.
I think you got to go to who's open.
He doesn't get that treatment, though. Like his,
I know, I'm just
wondering why. He only has one double-digit target game all season, and that was against Arizona, and that was at the end of September.
Now, maybe he doesn't get open like those other guys do, but I would think he...
Well, it's also
they
the rushing
focus
attack.
On him, too.
The rushing attack
true.
Takes
that
up
true.
So much of the
that is true.
Offensive pie.
I mean, they didn't have a lot of numbers, but that Steelers D was putting pressure on Jaden every time
he
dropped
back. I just think, even in other games this year, I just think McLaurin is so good at catching the ball. He just doesn't drop them, and he can get open. I just think he's got to be targeted.
I was a little disappointed.
Double figures.
He got caught from behind on that one.
Well, he's not a, a burner.
I was kind of as a burner coming out of the league. They said he was like a 4-3 guy.
Didn't Porter catch him?
I needed those Jaden Daniels fantasy points, EB.
Yeah.
I was disappointed, too.
We needed it for our parlay, too.
Needed it for the parlay.
Because we hit our first two legs.
That's right.
Let's go to Brian in Olney. Brian, what's up, buddy? You're on with the Junkies.
Yeah, good morning, Junks. I got to tell you, I'm a Dolphins fan. Actually, you shared that with JP weeks ago. But I got to tell you, this team was somewhat reminiscent of last year's Dolphins team, which was, again, they were beating all the crappy teams. However, yesterday, I'm leaning now towards the Commanders being, you know, the real deal. You know, they're banged up. Yesterday played a tough Steelers team that's kind of like has some momentum right now. However, I'm concerned about this Thursday night game and this young quarterback kind of really making sure that he's ready to play, given all of the offensive line issues as well as the defensive troubles.
Well, I think he'll be ready to play. I don't think you have to question that, right? Nobody's going to question his readiness to play.
I think they're going to score. I don't know if they're going to stop Philly. I think they're going to score.
I think there's a good chance Wiley will play. Now, not that Wiley's great, but we just heard from John Keim, who covers the team, that said he was warming up before the game.
Oh, yeah.
Some of these things were game-time decisions.
And he was available.
Yeah.
He wasn't inactive. He was an emergency guy.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So I think he got a shot. Let's go to Paul in D.C. Paul, what's up?
Hey, how you doing, brothers?
Good, Paul.
Listen, man, at the end of the day, we should all be just fine and on the same high because we had that game, 27-21. Austin Ekeler gets a great kick return, and all we needed was about 20 to 30 yards. All we needed was a field goal to win that game, and I'm kind of pissed off that Cliff Kingsbury did a freaking trick play on 3rd and 16 when the yards were more important than trying to do a trick play. So he didn't run the ball as much as I would have liked, especially on that last drive in under 2 minutes. Everything was 5 wide, and that takes away the threat of the run. If you put Ekeler in the backfield, even if they blitz or come with a straight rush and he can slip out and maybe get to the flat, and then you can, you know what I'm saying, get some yards there. So it was some things there that we couldn't.
I think they looked to Ekeler on one of those plays, and he was covered, if I recall.
By the way,
I don't remember 5 wide on every
play. Speaking of another trick play, please take the play that they had Deami Brown where they threw the ball out to him, and they were thinking of having Brown throw it back to Jaden Daniels. That one?
Yeah.
Never run that play again. That play is horrible. Please scrap that from the playbook.
That's low percentage, yeah.
Yeah.
Let's go to Mike in Fairfax. Mike, what's up, buddy? You're on with the Junkies.
Hey, what's up, guys? Yeah, back to McLaurin, though. Like, if he's not catching the ball, he's also, like, his body position, he's able to get penalties, too. Back to Jaden, EB, I'm with you, man. I think the guys are tripping. That was at worst a C-plus game.
Right.
And count the drops. And not even just the drops, the consequential drops. If those guys caught those balls, talking about McCaffrey on the sideline, Ertz earlier in the game, if they caught those balls, we're talking a B-plus game, all right? So, you know, go to the Philly on Thursday. We cover. We're good.
I think that's a fair perspective. Looking at that last drive.
The holidays are all about sharing with family, meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
They start with the ball on the 35-yard line. It going to Jason's point about Terry McLaurin. So incomplete pass on first down. I'm not sure who was targeted on that. Second down, pass to Noah Brown, 14-yard gain. So now they're at the 49-yard line. First and 10, Jaden Daniels runs. Second down, he's going for Noah Brown. Third down, he's going for Noah Brown. Fourth down goes first. It's not one target on that last drive to Terry McLaurin.
Well, he's going to get targeted against the Eagles. In 10 career games, he averages almost 85 yards receiving per game. He's found the end zone four times. So hopefully he finds it again.
Just find
on
ways
Thursday
to
night.
Get him open across the middle. I just he's your number one guy.
Yep.
He's got to be targeted more than six or seven times. Yep.
It is Veterans Day. Remember, our heroes, our nation's heroes, need your support. If you have an old car or an extra vehicle you no longer need, donating it to the Purple Heart Foundation can provide critical assistance to vets and their families. Donating a car is easy. You'll get free pickup and a tax receipt, and veterans will get the life-saving support they need. Visit purpleheartfoundation.org to donate a car and help our heroes. We need your support today. That's purpleheartfoundation.org.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.